You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic. So now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sal Capaccio, Matt Bove, it's always game day in Buffalo. Matt, I mean, the Jets, not a very prolific offense, but I thought they had a very, very good game plan, and they did exactly what the Packers did last week. They ran the ball really well. By the way, Packers head coach and the Jets offensive coordinator are brothers. You think they weren't talking a little bit about what to do, the LaFleurs? And on top of that, they did a great job getting the ball out of Zach Wilson's hands. They didn't allow him to sit back there and be a sitting duck and, you know, rush him. And we talked about getting pressure on him. We talked about how poor he is at making decisions when he has pressure. In this game, there wasn't a lot of pressure because they made sure of it by getting rid of the ball quickly. And I thought the Bills didn't do a good enough job of recognizing that or getting to where they needed to, and maybe having a good enough technique on the outside to go with those RPOs and quick strike passing game.
Yeah, I think it was a good game plan from the Jets, but I also don't think that if you're trying to find, and I'm not saying that you're doing this, but I think that most people always want to try and find a side to blame, and they go, sure, oh, it was the offense, or oh, it was the defense. And I think both sides deserve a little bit of, well, I think both sides deserve some amount of blame for this
game. Yeah.
I point more of it to the offense, though. And I know that the Jets don't have a prolific defense, but at the end of the day, without Matt Milano, Jordan Poyer, Tre'Davious White, if you want to throw him in there, and then Greg Rousseau for a chunk of the second half, they still held the Jets to 20 points. I think most Bills fans, if they said going into this game, the Jets are going to score 20 points, you would say, okay, the Bills are going to win 30-20 or something like that. So I think the run defense is something that's a bit concerning. That being said, I'm not overly concerned with the defense, especially knowing they're getting those pieces back at some point. I'm still more concerned with the offense. That's just my opinion, though.
I'm just as concerned about the defense in the run game. They've given up. Let me just go back. I did the math a little bit earlier tonight. We're recording, by the way, on Sunday night on the team plane. I was doing math. Never want to do that when you're flying. It's just, it was already a long day. They've given up 382 rushing yards over their last two games. Oof. They gave up 5.2 yards a carry, 112 yards against the Jets on Sunday. To me, that is very concerning. I am concerned about that. I think it's a trend. I think other teams are going to try and do it. Sean McDermott sounded very concerned after the game about it, by the way. I'm upset, at least. Maybe not concerned. He was very upset about it after the game. This is what teams are going to do against the Bills. They're going to try and run the ball. Now, I will say, without Matt Milano and Jordan Poyer, I think that obviously matters a lot. I thought DeMar Hamlin actually played pretty well against the run. But Matt Milano, to me, Matt, they really miss him today. And yeah, this is no snide on Terrell Bernard, but he's a rookie, and Matt Milano's playing an all-pro level, and he would have really helped.
Yeah, for sure. I think he's maybe their most impactful guy. Besides Von Miller right now, he has been a freak. It's him and Jordan Poyer, and both of those guys weren't on the field. Same thing can be said about Jordan Poyer. There were a couple plays that were runs to the outside, whether it was Carter or Robinson, and Jaquan Johnson was pursuing, and either he over-pursued or he didn't make the tackle. And I'm thinking to myself, these 15-yard gains that the Jets are getting, those are 2 yard gains. Those are maybe even a couple yard losses, probably, with Jordan Poyer out on the field. The thing that is concerning to me is that the run defense has really struggled. And then the next 2 weeks, when you're trying to snap out of this, you get Dalvin Cook and then you get Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt. So that's concerning, because those teams are going to try and come in here and say, okay, you're at home. We're going to try and keep the ball out of your offense's hands. We're going to try and just chew as much clock as possible. And those are running backs who can carry those crazy workloads. So I don't think it's going to be something that is a massive problem at the end of the year, but I think it's something they need to work through right now.
Yeah, the run defense wasn't very good, but the tackling wasn't very good either. When they had opportunities, Matt, it seemed like the tackling was not good. In fact, I will say, in the locker room after the game, lots of defenders talked about their issues tackling, which was interesting to me. So that came up from the players, that they felt they didn't tackle very well. And to me, it was not taking good angles, right? Getting there, just not being able to stop a guy when you had you had an opportunity, got a hand on him, didn't take a great angle. But the tackling was not particularly good in this game either.
No, and it just felt like the Bills should have had some sort of remedy to try and adjust to what the Jets were doing, and they couldn't. And I don't know if that's something that's solely on the players. Well, it's not solely on the players. It's something that the coaching staff probably should have been able to figure out, because the Jets were doing the same thing for most of the game. It was, let's try and run the ball. We're going to run these little 5, 6, 7 yard outs with Garrett Wilson. We're going to take a few shots. They did not try and stretch the field after their first drive of the game. They took a deep shot. It was incomplete. After that, it was all the same stuff, and the Bills just didn't have an answer to it. And I think they were okay with kind of letting the Jets slowly work their way down the field. But still, at the end of the day, I mean, I think the offense deserves more of the blame, but I am surprised that this defense gave up 20 points to the Jets when you consider the other teams that they've held kind of around that number.
It wasn't the points that bothered me as much, like 20 points. I agree with you on that. I'll give you an example here, though. Tie game, 7:53 left. Jets got the ball at their own 4 yard line, Matt. They ran the ball 8 straight times and took 6:10 off the clock and covered 81 yards in 13 plays. The Bills buckled at the end, gave themselves an opportunity. But that was the concerning part. Like, that was the formula. They knew where they were going to run. They knew what they were doing. They couldn't stop it. That's why, to me, it's not one blame, no blame. It's everybody has a hand in it. I think Josh Allen, I agree with you, if he plays better, they probably win this game. And, you know, they're not, and the Jets can't even, they have to get out of that run game late, right? Because the Jets would be chasing. But that was concerning. I didn't think they got enough from their interior defensive front. We talked so much about them, but they weren't very good against the run. In fact, I looked, I think they only had a total of like 5 or 6 sacks amongst all of the players up in that area. So there was a lot of blame, as you say, to go around in this game, no doubt. And even in the kicking game, Tyler Bass missed a field goal. That's going to happen. It was a long field goal. He also kicked a ball out of bounds that gave the Jets the ball at the 40-yard line. Now, I understand that they didn't score on that drive, but that was the drive. I think Von Miller had the sack, and there was a fumble. But it just goes to show you that everybody seemed like they were off and didn't have their A game in this one, because Tyler Bass is usually a lot more reliable and consistent.
Yeah, there were just something. It was, and like I said, I was watching the game on television, but from the entire game, it just felt like something was off about the Bills. And I don't exactly know what to pinpoint it down to. I tweeted that there were some similarities between the Jacksonville game last year, just kind of like the vibes, and it just didn't feel like right for some reason. And I know that that's a lot different of a case, and the Jags last year were a much worse team than the Jets are. I'm going to try and be a little glass half full here, which is tough because I'm almost just negative by nature, but we look at the two games.
No, you're not, by the way. That is, you're not at all.
I'm not like overly negative. I just kind of always assume that things are, you know what I mean? I'm like very,
you're always kind of waiting for the other shoe to drop maybe sometimes.
Kind of always. I mean, they've lost 2 games. They're still 6-2.
Yep.
And the 2 games that they've lost, they probably could have won against teams that are pretty good. That's the thing. These teams are 6-3. I think the AFC East is the best division in football right now. So these teams are beating up on each other. It's not going to be a cakewalk from here on out. I think the Bills are going to right the ship a little bit here, but Yeah, I mean, I do think it says something that you can have six really bad quarters of football and still beat the Packers and then still probably should beat the Jets. I'm not giving excuses or anything like that. They needed to win this game. They should have won this game. They're going to regret not winning this game potentially down the road, but maybe the Jets are pretty good.
Maybe we'll see. I mean, they do. By the way, that was the other thing some players said. Well, we'll see them again in a few weeks. They'll see Miami. They'll see them. But now you have two division games on the road that you've lost. And that's just putting them behind the eight ball. Let's talk about where this puts the Bills in the big picture in the AFC.